appoint our coach to the Committee on Budget and Appropriations with a quorum present. And the item on the joint agenda, item number one, it's for budget and appropriations only. And this is just the resolution designating, right? And we do this every year.
We do this every year.
Hey there.
And for the record.
Good morning.
How are you?
Kim Sinisor, Director of Tourism, now also wearing the hat for film. Of you didn't. Yes, the film office has been absolved into my office, so I am now doing two hats.
What happened to Iris?
She had a contract.
Iris retired.
No, she had a contract.
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge.
No, she left last year.
No, right. I know Iris pretty well, but I thought she told me she had a contract going out.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, fine. All right, that's the answer.
So as of the moment, the film office has been put with tourism.
And all the glamour stuff.
Yes, exactly. And we're underneath the Office of Economic Development. So that is kind of, it all fits.
It all fits.
It all fits because as well, film sort of runs itself, self-sustaining, just like tourism, but we have our dedicated occupancy tax dollars that provides us with the revenue. So as long as that's going forth, basically the TPA resolution is pretty much the state asks us to do this so that we're the official tourism promotion agency for Westchester. We work with the state I Love New York Tourism Office, even though their funding is sort of decreasing. What has happened for this year, for 2010, so you're well aware of it, is that the matching funds grant program is non-existent for this year. So I lost about $59,000 out of my budget that the state is not giving us. However, we lobbied for it, and they have restored it for 11. And it will be restored a little less than what it was, so that means I'll get a little less come 11. But it's restored. It has its own line item. We worked with the Assembly and the Senate to restore that, and that should be a positive thing for us for 11 for next year. Right now, 9 was not a good year for our industry at all. 10 is baby steps coming upward, and I mean baby steps, very baby steps. We're coming in at budgeted revenue. We're up just a smidgen, and it's not enough for me to jump up and down about, but it's enough for me to feel confident that hopefully we will come right in on what we have projected. So we're starting to work on next year's revenue. So,
You're funded, if I may, Mr.
Yes, yes.
You're funded completely through the hotel occupancy tax.
Hotel occupancy tax is a 3%, and yes, we receive, the tourism office, remember, only receives 15% of this. The remainder of this money goes towards setting off property tax base. So we are an industry that brings in revenue, not only in that, but also sales tax and things that are generated too. So we're really an economic thriver in this county. I know I sent you all my annual report. I hope you take the time to read it. You'll see that the numbers are still around $1.39 billion in economic development to Westchester. And that includes everything from our, occupancy tax dollars to sales tax and everything else. Jobs were a little less, a little down, but the industry forecasts, just so that you're aware for the future, that we are going to, start to rise and increase. New York City's hotel rates are coming back for the fall, which means that our rates will start to come back, and we're hoping that that will help us, because usually when New York City starts to go up, we start to see a little bit of that compression, and it brings business back to us. Now, the corporations are an issue because they're still doing their layoffs and things, and we've been losing some corporations. So if there's any way that we can all work together to help that sort of grow a little bit and start to bring corporations into Westchester, that will actually help us as well.
Through the chair, if I may, do you hear anything about the development at the old United Hospital site?
I have heard nothing.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything that's been going on.
All right. That is slated to be a conference center, hotel, et cetera.
I mean, I've heard the rumors, but I haven't heard anything definitive.
Okay.
Is there a management company that...
Apparently, yes.
All right, I'll have to do a little research and see if anyone knows of anything, and please feel free to pass them along to me, because I'd be happy to reach out and talk with them as much as we can, because that's important.
Sure.
A lot of times when there are things on the development slate, I do hear about it because I get the calls from research. They want our statistics and things, and I'm happy to provide that.
Mm-hmm.
The two Yonkers hotels are doing okay. I think that that's helped out this year. I know that Ridge Hill is still on the slate, but that's long term. That's a couple of years away. There is a property in Peekskill that is supposed to be an entirely green property, but only 70 rooms. But they've broken ground, but this is an issue. So
that kind of green.
I'm sorry?
That kind of green.
Mr. Burton?
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman.
How is the hotel occupancy tax collected? Are you aware of that, of the ins and outs of that process?
It's collected quarterly. Our budget finance department collects that. It's billed on a quarterly basis, and it is collected quarterly.
So the hotels supply the data, the finance department sends a bill?
There's forms that, yeah, that have to be filled out every quarter, and they fill them out and submit the checks.
It doesn't go to Albany and then come down?
Not to my knowledge, no. Not to my knowledge.
Bob, are you aware of that? Is that the way it really works? Bowen?
Yes, yes.
That is the way it works.
Because it's our occupancy tax.
I see. It's not a. It's not like the sales tax that has where there's a state version of it and it goes up and then comes back.
It's ours.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
So we decide, if I may, we decide that the 15% of that. Well, do we decide that it's a 3%?
This legislative board, 20 some odd years ago, implemented this 3% hotel occupancy tax. I think it was the late 80s, if I remember correctly. I have the legislative document in my office. And yes, you do. You decided that it was 3%. You decided that
15%. It's been 3% for 20 years?
And it's been 15% coming from tourism, yes, since then, since its inception. Nothing has ever been changed.
I never knew that. Thank you.
Education would be OL.
You betcha.
I would love to see us
get
more
than 15%.
Or more than 3.
Other 3%. 15%
right. Dedicated to is our funding.
85%
is dedicated
to the homeless.
For what?
Oh, not to the general fund.
It
goes into homeless? Where? How?
It's dedicated to the homeless.
It's dedicated.
To where? Where does it go? What fund?
It's budgeted in the general fund.
So it's just a fund accounting?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, wow. Isn't that? Was that the way it always was, Bob?
Yes.
The O'Rourke administration set up a 2.55% hotel tax to fund homeless housing.
Yeah, but you have to go back in history to know what was happening.
Thank you.
Oh, it's not that. It's just that I just...
We should...
That's an amazing fact.
But it has always gone into the general fund and been somewhat appropriated from there.
But
I do not know from there where it has
not. Funds within the general fund. That's fascinating.
All right. And you mentioned that for this year you are short $59,000.
Correct.
How are we making that up? What are the adjustments done in?
It's basically because it's a grant that's given to us by the state of New York. I just don't receive it this year, so I just don't spend it, meaning that my advertising budget has less money. It's as simple as that. Now, remember, it's a matching funds program, so when we receive it, we have to match it. But I'm still spending the match in advertising. It's just that I'm not receiving it this year, so I just, the advertising budget is what it is. I don't have the money, I don't have it, so I can't spend it. But that's what it's used for, always. Always advertising. Remember, we're here to help the hotels, the attractions, the restaurants, everyone that's in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, because what's personnel-wise, refresh my memory, who else works with you?
I have right now an office staff of myself. Mm-hmm. I have a PR person, and I have an admin. I'm actually down a staff member, my deputy director. I had to let go last September, and just because of the way that our revenue ended up last year, I was down tremendously and had to pay back money the first time ever in the years that I've been here. This is my 10th year. You know, this office has been in inception since 2001 because the economy was so bad nationally that it affected us last year. So I have not been able to replace that deputy, and it's been a little bit of a challenge for us, but, you know, I'm muddling through
and
what I have
to assist you with giving you a film. No.
Correct.
Yeah. The film office also has some revenue to it.
It has revenue. It's a separate budget, and that money there, that whatever is generated by film will continue to go into that budget, and it will not be commingled with tourism at all. I will be running them as two separate and keep it that way. And basically that money was, you know, anything that was filmed on county property basically, you know, was charged and then goes into that. So we're working out the details of that. I've had to do a little bit of research and sort of re-implementation of things because... I don't have all the information.
And are you at all familiar with that industry?
Somewhat, yes. Not entirely, but somewhat. So we're going to have a contract with Jacob Burns Film Center, who is the professional in that particular field.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be working with them a little bit more so on developing a film advisory board and, you know, sort of help with day-to-day operations and things. So when we get inquiries coming in.
Sheila, did I see you raise your hand?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I just had a question. Out of your budget, what is the bulk of your advertising budget spent on? Like, which source of media?
Do you
largely depend on the most?
Yeah. We have an advertising agency who places it all for us, but we develop it. And most of it is spent on print, online. We don't do too much TV or cable anymore because I really don't have that kind of, you know, budget. At the most I've ever spent on a good year has been a little over $200,000. But because if I lost some state money, it's a little less than that right now with the state money back at the hub. But most of it is print and online, you know, that kind of thing. Trade shows. We do a lot of trade shows, but that's a separate budget as well. So when I look at my whole marketing budget, you know, not just straight advertising, I put trade shows in there. Sometimes we do promotional brochure outreach and things. It really gives us a bigger bang for our buck, so it is a bigger budget that way. We're spending the majority of our budget on promotion and advertising. Thank you. You're welcome.
Mr. Harkin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Quick question for you, back to the hotel side. You know, all of us are concerned about driving attendance at Playland, the golf courses, things like that. Do you have package deals with the hotels that include all that?
Yes, we do. We always ask our hotels to package. I'm doing this all the time. We're running a summer promotion right now that's called Fit and Active, and we're doing that with 11 hotels, and we advertise online and in print, et cetera. But yes, they do. So Fit and Active can be anything. It could be anything from spending time outdoors in the parks to hiking and biking on our trailways. It could be enjoying the fun and amusement at Playland, but yes, we do. We always ask them to package and partner because that's what makes a value-added promotion, is by building it up and is by working with partners. So yes, we also always promote not only our county activities and things that we have going on as well, even our events, but also, you know, museums and everything else. It includes all. Yes, we're very inclusive.
Great. Thanks.
We're asking a lot from you, and we're expecting a lot from you in these economic times. And the industry seems to be turning around in the hotel business, if you will. And members, this is just a resolution designating them for full next year, right?
Correct.
Means you were designated last year till the end of this year.
Correct.
If there are no other questions or comments,
just a general question. Well, with regard to your online advertising, is it like banner promotion on websites, that type of thing? I mean, do you do any sort of free social media like Facebook?
Yes.
We have it so trendy now.
We have a Facebook page.
You do?
And we tweet.
And you do tweet.
But that right now, thank God, it's all free.
Yeah,
we don't foresee that to stay the way it is. The industry is saying that more than likely that will change within the next couple of years because it's a revenue source.
Right, of course.
However, yes, we do that. And we're linking with everybody. I think right now, my monthly reports usually reflect the numbers. We have hundreds of Facebook followers and, you know, hundreds of tweeters. And we're connecting with everybody to expand that. But yes, we are getting into social media.
Excellent.
I would love to have an app. So I'm looking to see how much that's going to cost and what we can do and things of that. So we are very much progressing. We keep up with the times.
Okay.
Thank you.
A motion is in order, members.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, item passes.
Thanks.
All right, at this moment, I will call to order the Committee of Public Works with a hearing, listening, quorum present, meaning that we will not be able to approve anything until we get a fourth person in here. Mr. Boris, welcome. Item one in the agenda is CBA B0071, Modification of Building Management Systems. And Commissioner Hsu is here.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Welcome. Thank you.
Dropping the acting.
One of my favorite commissioners.
Yeah, because if you were going to be acting, we were going to hook you up with the film office. But
I can only be acting in one department at a time.
Don't you have two departments here?
Yeah, I do. I'm acting the other one.
Oh, you both are acting. So, okay, you're acting in transportation.
Team, wasn't that the Oros one?
Yeah. And, well, I don't know.
George.
I'm trying to be original here, Bill.
Yeah.
All right. So on B071, Commissioner.
Okay. Previously, the board had approved bonding for $7.4 million. Since that time, we had received a DOE grant for $4.5 million, which the board was aware of, and was approved by A&C on May 6th. So all this does is we're going back and we're actually substituting some of the county dollars for $1.5 million worth of DOE grant, which is federal stimulus funds. So all the CBA is really substituting, taking $1.5 million of county funds and putting $1.5 million of federal funds.
As a match, right?
It's 100%. It's not a match. We actually submitted an application. We double-dipped, as you typically do with federal projects. We go for county funds. We also, at the same time, apply for federal funds. If we get the federal funds, we come back to the board and ask for a CBA to actually modify the bonding to include the federal portion and back out the county's portion.
All right. On this project, Pete?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This was, I think you remember a fairly contentious bond that we passed.
Correct.
And there was a lot of discussion for a lengthy amount of time. How is it going? Is it working? Are there problems? Is it achieving results? Where are we?
Well, the BMS system, and originally when the board appropriated the $7.4 million, it included approximately 45 buildings, okay? This project was then passed through NYPA to have NYPA undertaken on our behalf. Since the Hugh County Executive took over, he expressed to me that he didn't want to go to that extreme, that we in actuality concentrate on our main facilities. We reduced the scope to five main buildings. The five main buildings as follows. The new jail, the entire jail, DOC headquarters, courthouse tower, Woodfield Cottage, and the radio tower control room. Now, these five locations were deemed where the control systems were inadequate, obsolete, and would have been replaced anyway. The other locations we are holding in abeyance, we are not spending the $7.4 million. At this point, NYPA has already gone out to bid for these five buildings with a revised scope, and their price is $1.4 million. Our total CIC, which we'll be presenting to the board shortly for approval, is for $2.7 million. We have incurred a lot of soft costs for NYPA to undertake and put out a contract that, in essence, included 45 buildings. So, yes, we will be spending approximately 2.7, of which $1.5 million will be federal. We'll actually spend approximately $1.3 million of county funds. The balance will sit in the appropriation.
Was this building, does it need to be included in that?
This building has already been upgraded, as well as this building is already on building management systems. All right, so we're already on continuum in this building.
And will this be tied in? I think the goal was to tie them all in to one central location.
They're all tied in. You could actually pick up a building anywhere on a laptop. Okay. We have certain people that are authorized to do that. So, yes, you can control it from a remote location.
Before we continue, we have been joined by Ms. Williams, and that constitutes an approving quorum for Public Works. Ms. Williams, do you see how important you are? Welcome. Ms. Mai.
Yes. Go back one step. So you're not spending, what was the original?
The original bond was to put BMS in 45 buildings throughout the county.
And how much was that for?
It was for $7.4 million was your
appropriation. Right. Okay. So now you're not spending. So that was appropriate.
Correct.
But not bonded?
It was bonded.
Oh, it was bonded even?
Yes.
We're paying interest on that.
No, we haven't. Typically, those bonds have not been floated because we haven't really started the project. We know we bond after the fact. We don't bond in advance.
Oh, so they have not been bonded.
The board approved the bonding authorization, but the bonds themselves have not been bonded.
But not sold.
Right.
Bonded but not sold. And that's 7.4.
Correct.
And that includes the federal stimulus money?
No. At the time that the bonds were approved, the stimulus was not approved yet. It was approved subsequent to your approval for the bonding authorization.
And the most we can get is this 1.5.
Yes, we got $4.5 million, of which the board is considering another CBA for County Center, again, for HVAC boiler upgrades. And that's a $2 million error from the same grant. So the bulk of the $4.5 million is $3.5 million for County Center. It's $2 million for County Center and $1.5 million for BMS. The rest of the money is being used to study greenhouse effects and some of the other issues that DOE wants us to undertake.
Now, none of this has anything to do with the money that we got for BNR, right?
No.
Okay.
So, Commissioner, Legislator Harkin mentioned, this was a very contentious item when we discussed it, and we looked at the numbers, we reversed the numbers, we we wanted to go for the lower hanging fruit, which is right. exactly in the end what we're doing.
Right.
Are you, I mean, compared to what we intended to do mm-hmm. and what we're doing, mm-hmm. are you satisfied that we are going to achieve, I mean, the most savings yes. through
the county executive, when he met with me on the stimulus grant, indicated that he wanted me to look at the buildings where we most needed this system. That if, in fact, if we did not do it in the system, we would have normally replaced it anyway. These five locations identified are, in fact, have obsolete building management systems. So, and they have the largest concentration of utility usage in those buildings. So some of the other 40 locations, some of the little smaller buildings, little parks buildings, you know, your payback is exceedingly long period of time, sometimes forever. Mm-hmm. So clearly, you know, the board strongly considered this during the whole debate of the bonding, so we have, in fact, resulted in that dissertation. So we're arriving at where the board was concerned at this point. We've had NYPA recalculate some of the energy savings as a result of the five buildings, and I can send that to... Yes. To Jose for distribution to the board members.
To that point, Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. we would love to see that because okay. we actually found errors in NYPA's last calculation, and that was one of the points of contention okay. were the paybacks based on their faulty calculation. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
we will send you the new revised projected
Thank
energy
you.
Savings.
Because, you know, it's funny. I mean, at least this committee really sees you as the expert suggesting to us, and we very often challenge that. And this was an item that this committee, in its history, really had a hard time mm-hmm. moving forward with. Mm-hmm. And here it comes, different administration happens to agree with the committee in the way that we were moving forward, where we really felt we weren't going to get our money's worth with mm-hmm. the small Kisco, Mount Kisco building, and you know, to
sure.
identify a few other ones in Playland and so on and mm-hmm. so forth that yeah. weren't worth the investment.
Yeah.
And, you know. Members, any other questions, concerns for both committees? If not, a motion would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded for budget. Public Works?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded by Williams. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For both committees opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Commissioner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Do we have anybody here for this Trevor Park? Do we?
That'd be great. Okay.
Sure.
It was submitted by the chairman. Mm-hmm. And I have Commissioner Stapp.
All right.
Have you taken on just unsure how you wanted to present that?
All right. Yeah. Let's go to item three first, then. Which is the commissioner also here mm-hmm. for that? Okay. All right. Please join us.
Right. Little just
really. Commissioner, welcome. I hate to ask you, how's that doing? Is he out?
Yes. Yes, he's great. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
All right. Item number three is ACT, a fee repayment restructure request. And the members that had been through it with Public Works took a lead in what we were trying to do with Fantastic. My family is still consuming Fantastic because I saw the pictures coming home with, you know, Fantastic. So I'm hoping this restructuring is working and we could put an end to whatever uncomfortable situation this has been.
Well, as soon as you approve the legislation, we can see if it's going to work.
Don't worry about it. We're moving forward. This is, Commissioner, for the record, just introduce yourself.
Lori Lesser, Deputy County Attorney for the County Attorney's Office.
Just after Commissioner Park. As Lori just said, once the board approves the legislation, then hopefully this will be put behind us.
And Lori, you want to tell us what it is that we'll be approving in a nutshell?
Certainly. Basically, what we're trying to do is Funtastic has been in Playland for approximately 25 years, and they have been a good vendor at Playland. Last year, they had some difficulties meeting their obligations under the license agreement. But in an effort to have their past obligation be fulfilled to the county and be paid to the county, as well as to keep them there for this current season, because Playland is open, they signed a deal for the 2010 year, and I think it's $251,000, roughly, to pay in installments. And while they're paying their, making their payments under the 2010 concession agreement, they have also agreed to enter into contract to repay the debt that they owe the county for the 2009 year, also in installments. They have agreed to sign a confession of judgment for the total amount due to be held in escrow should they default on the payments. They've also agreed to put up their fixtures as collateral should they default on their payments. So we're asking that the board approve the restructuring of the settlement so that we can be made whole for 2009, plus keep them here in 2010, and they've agreed to make the payments, you know, for the current year.
Mr. Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For 2011, is that still open, depending on how they behave?
Yes, it's a one-year license agreement.
So if things don't go well, you would, at some point, presumably after the season closes, have to go in out and get a new ride?
They're not rides, they're only games.
Yeah, they're like
water pistol games and other
concessions.
But nobody else has any contracts besides one entity, I think, beyond this year, correct?
Correct.
So by taking over the fixtures, then you would effectively be taking over the vendor as a whole and just staffing it, or you could lease it out again and do whatever you wanted, but you could still have the games.
Correct.
But the fixtures will never go and make up the difference.
To the chair, Mr. Burrows, to the chair, please.
Okay.
May I speak to Mr. Stout?
Yes.
Same question.
We did have the fixtures praised, and we believe that there's enough equity to satisfy the judgment if in fact we do have to exercise the competitive judgment.
So legally you feel that the county's interest is protected in this arrangement?
We do. We think it's the best deal that we can get, and we do think we're protected because of the confession and judgment and because of the collateral that we have.
Any other members for both committees?
So move. For budget.
Move for budget and appropriation.
Second for budget.
Second.
Move for my committee.
Public Works. Is there a second for Public Works? All right.
May I ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
Not related so much, but it is Playland. What are the numbers on Playland right now? Is it doing a lot better than at this time last year? Seems the weather's cooperating at least.
Yeah, except for the 100-degree days. But yes, we are doing better than last year. It's not the Grand Slam yet, but we still have some time to go.
And 4th of July was...
was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend, as usual.
Otherwise, it would have been all over.
Are you leaving us soon?
August 13th, Friday the 13th.
Sorry to get that.
Friday the 13th.
Sure you don't want to call in sick that day?
For both committees, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And remain there because we have the following three items for both committees are related to the Trevor Park JFK Marina. This has been pre-approved to be invested in the city of Yonkers with the Riverwalk, the amphitheater, and so on and so forth.
This bond act does not include the Riverwalk portion that has not been approved yet.
Okay. No. But what I'm saying, they're tied together.
Right.
All right. So can you tell us with these three items... What is it that we would be approving?
This is the construction bonding for the event. This is actually amending the IMA with the City of Yonkers that we have already that funds the design for improvements to Trevor Park and connections to the trailway and Riverwalk to construction for those improvements. It's a amphitheater, it's some parking, it's improvements down at the JFK Marina, and a connection to the old Croton Aqueduct Trailway that would be part of the Riverwalk once that piece is completed,
right,
along North Broadway.
Members, and we have three youngest legislators here. You recall this was part of that arrangement going way back when Mr. Spencer was there, and my colleague was a council member. You want to give us some history on this, Mr. Bowers?
Honest with you, I don't recall it now. It's been so many years ago. I'm glad to see that it's being finally done.
Yeah, basically, we please.
If you'd like me to, I mean, it's County Executive O'Rourke had made a commitment with Mayor Spencer to do some improvements to the marina. I'm sorry.
This is over 12 years ago. I mean.
Oh, yeah, so they, yeah.
15.
To the pier and waterfront down by the Yonkers Municipal Pier.
Yes.
And then, for some reason, that funding was not used. It was a $15 million arrangement, and for some reason that funding was not used for that purpose. The city funded those improvements, and there was an agreement between County Executive O'Rourke and then the board at that time that $15 million would be set aside as an appropriation, come to bonding to the board at some future point, for could only be used for recreation and park purposes in the city of Yonkers. This money is part of that original. This actually will be the end of that $15 million appropriations from back in the 1990s.
Right, and all the testimony was taken, and this is just, is this the final step?
This is the last
piece of the authorized?
The Riverwalk money would be there, but I don't believe that appropriation is coming from the RYN01 money.
Mr. Harden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I remember our discussions on this last year and passing the Bond Act. Could you just briefly highlight what the changes to the IMA are, which is, I guess, what we're voting on now?
It allows the funding for the construction. The IMA only was up to a maximum amount of money for the design.
Okay.
All the regular terms.
Everything else is the same.
Operate, maintain, schedule will be through the City of Yonkers. They will open available to all county residents, no different than the Pelham Field, Fleming Field, the North Kibitz IMA.
And you know, due to the market, the report, the feedback that I'm getting from all the work that they did at Pelton with contracts today, and the market being as bad as it is, they're doing very good with the county funds that have been allocated. So
The construction contract came in, the bids came in very well for those ones.
So again, this is being pre-approved, people. This is just an adjustment. So if there are no other questions. Yes?
No, so moved.
Okay, moved by Federal Appropriation.
Okay. I'm out of budget.
All right, but you could move.
I'll do second for grant.
Okay, second. Mr. Bowers moves for public works. I'll second your motion, Mr. Bowers. If there are not any other questions for the three items that the commissioner highlighted, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thanks so much, everybody. Any other business that come before either committee?
Sure, we to take the state or county plate?
We have some minutes.
So move, Mr. Chairman.
Move by Mr. Please sign before you go. That way we don't have to track you down.
I think so, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Adjusting fast.
Yours?
So Mr. Byrne moves the minutes for budget appropriations. Is there a
second?
Second by Mr. Harkin. Anything else for budget appropriations?
Loud noise out of the telephone. Nothing at all.
All right, motion to adjourn budget on appropriations.
Second.
Moving Mr. Harkin, second by Mr. Byrne.
Yeah.
Budget appropriations. Is adjourned. Motion to adjourn public works of position with reports.
So
with the board. Thank you, Ms. Williams.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is the last one to work.
And yes. Adjourn.
All the tracker.
Hey, Bernice.
Has she been saved?
Yes.
No.
With Joe Esposito.
I did.
Yeah, I called, got both. Is he being waived out today, too?
Yes.
Okay, what time?
But as a consequence, the fee was reduced.
Oh, that's all?
Now, why that would be, I don't know.
Thanks so much, everybody, for
Thanks.
Making yourselves available this summer day.
Do you know, John?
No, but I got the email from Doug.
Yes, ma'am.
And then somebody else.